Let's move on. Now, the Egyptian opposition group, the April 6th Youth Movement, has called for a boycott of the country's upcoming presidential election. The leader of the group says it does not recognize the electoral process. Amr Ali added that the poll only serves to, quote, enthrone ex-army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The group was banned last month by the military-backed government as part of its crackdown on dissidents. The youth movement spearheaded the overthrow of longtime president Hosni Mubarak in the 2011 revolution. Meanwhile, nearly 80 supporters of the ousted president Mohamed Morsi have been sentenced to 5 to 10 years in jail. They are accused of involvement in last July's deadly clashes after the army toppled Morsi, the country's first democratically elected president. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Now, Karim, how significant is this call by the April 6th for a boycott of the upcoming elections?
It is indeed significant, Waqar, as the April 6th youth movement alongside strong Egypt party have announced their boycott for the upcoming presidential elections, calling it farce. And the April 6th youth movement has played an integral role in the 25th of Jan uprising that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, and also they have been critical of the they have been critical of the military installed authorities, as well as the as well as the Mohamed the regime of Mohamed Morsi during his short 1 year tenure. And the April 6th youth movement have slammed the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces as they believe that they are they have played a pivotal role in the so-called June 30th revolutionary wave that brought back the military to power, and that all what followed was planned by the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces and ex-army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, as the movement has described what is taking place as a coup, and that they will not be taking part in the upcoming presidential elections, as they believe that it will be rigged in favor of the ex-army chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who is a deemed as a polarizing figure himself here in Egypt, loved by those who have taken to the streets to call for Morsi's ouster, and hated by those calling for the reinstatement of Mohamed Morsi and demanding an end to the brutal crackdown that has been initiated by the Sisi-appointed authorities, and which is continuing until now. As you have mentioned, Waqar, we're seeing almost sentences on a daily basis, students being sentenced for a long-term jail sentence, and others even hefty fines, as well as mass death sentences, and also a continuing crackdown ensued by the military appointed authorities, which is met by defiance, by extreme defiance for the part of the students and the revolutionary wave taking place across the Egyptian universities, and also among the supporters of Egypt's army deposed President Mohamed Morsi, who are saying that they will continue with what they call as necessary national resistance against the military coup till the downfall of this regime. Yes, Waqar.
Okay, Karim, thanks very much for that. That was Karim Gamaluddin speaking to us live from Cairo.